It is just about 10 minutes after 9 a.m. Happy Tuesday morning to you. And now it's exactly 10 minutes. I like to hit the exactlys, you know that. And this morning we have somebody new. We are being joined by Sergeant Aaron Durfler from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol. And you've just kind of joined in as a new sergeant. And I guess I'm so bad at pleasantries. Good morning.
Nice to be here this morning.
And I do believe you've recently joined with the Worcester Post. Am I correct in that?
That's correct. So I'm not new on the patrol. I just hit 19 years this year. So I'm kind of an old timer in the sense. But at the Worcester Post, I'm in my second week there. And previous before that, I was at Ashland. So excited to come over here to Worcester. So I'm not new by any means. But new to the, and I grew up in Wayne County, so I'm familiar with the area too. So it's nice to, I guess, come back home per se. But yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you in our area, and we'll be seeing you around, and hopefully in good ways, and not, you know, having to be told that we're not, you know, following the laws.
Well, unfortunately, when anybody sees typically, like when you see law enforcement, it's never like. Not really. Don't do absolute. So I don't want to say never, but it's typically not in a positive light. So I like coming in here doing something like this because it's different, right? It's about education, which reminds me, like working the state fair. I always enjoyed working the state fair because that's a positive interaction with people. And
you'll have to tell them you want to do the Holmes County Fair and come down to the Holmes County Fair.
I'll probably be forced to be honest.
It'll be mandatory.
No, it's good being able to talk to people, to the citizens, and people have questions for you, and you can answer those questions, even at a gas station, right? You can make somebody's day just by talking to them where they have a question about something, and just take that a couple minutes and make them feel validated. Enjoy this. So it's good to come in here and talk.
And you're kind of coming with, we were talking a little on the back end there, you kind of have good news. We're going to talk distracted driving today.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you talk about distracted driving, typically you're not like, oh, that's good news, right? Because obviously you hear radio commercials about the high volume of distracted drivers, the crashes. And we just got off of a 6-state effort here today. We're ending it of a collaboration of states that are, for lack of a better word, hammering distracted drivers, right? An enforcement effort to reduce crashes by enforcing the distracted driver law. And actually, so the law has been, it's been about 2 years since the law has been in effect. The patrol and other law enforcement have only been enforcing it for about a year and a half. And so during that period of time, yeah, there's been a reduction of traffic crashes. I think that's just because, number one, the implementation of the law. You have enforcement, education efforts, and we talked earlier about collaboration with vehicles. You have your Bluetooth capability. So yeah, initially back in 2020 to the current year, 2025, it's a total of 52,000, well, almost 53,000 traffic related crashes due to distracted driving, and that's a lot, right?
That's a lot.
Yeah, and so the current year this year is about 1,800, and so, which, you know, this, we're through the quarter of this year, so you multiply that on the high end, you're about 6,000 crashes, so, which is about 4,000 crashes less than the previous year. So you are seeing a difference, and that's mainly due to that law implementation and our enforcement efforts, and again, it's education efforts with the public. So there is a reduction. I'm going to sit here and tell you that as a Highway Patrol answer, as a sergeant of the Highway Patrol, I want it to be zero, all right?
We all want it to be zero.
I understand it's never going to be that, but we'll try to get as close as we can to that number, yeah.
And you know, unfortunately, when we hear about distracted driving, a lot of times we hear about the accidents. There's been an incredible amount of accidents because, you know, it's the bad ones that are kind of sticking out. People are doing it less, but when they do it, they're doing it really badly.
Yeah, and that's a good point that you hit on because these are reported, right? And so the number is actually going to be higher than that because we can't go out to every crash. Not everybody's going to admit and say, well, yeah, I was on my phone or I dropped some.
I
don't know. I just drove off the road here for no reason.
There was a squirrel.
A raccoon run out, groundhog run. Sure, I've heard that.
Deer.
So exactly. So you're exactly right. So those so you can't quantify that. It's actually a little bit more. So you are absolutely correct in that. And here in Holmes County, 13% of the crashes so far this year are distracted driver related. And so that's a big percentage, right? And then in Wayne County, it's 8.5%. So we'd obviously like to see that number get down. And again, through enforcement efforts, if we see on your phone. So let's go over what the law actually is in case people don't know. All right, we can do that. So you can't have your phone in your hand. You can't be looking at your phone. You can't manipulate it. Okay.
No texting. No scrolling through Facebook.
Exactly. All the stuff that people love to do. You got to update your Facebook status that I'm driving to Walmart to pick up a pair of pants.
Set your status before you leave.
Yeah. I mean, you can use your GPS. It's just got to be stationary in your cup holder, or, you know, it's a $5 clip that you put on your windshield, right? And so, and that's fine. And look, we understand if there's an emergency. Like, yes, you can use your phone for an emergency, but that should be very limited, right? So as soon as you get in your car, if you want to put radio on, you connect it to your Bluetooth, put it down stationary, don't hold it, don't put it in your lap, and then drive. And that's it. And don't answer any of your texts unless you got, like, your voice memos. And I'm not into them. And I understand there's going to be people out there that are just like, I don't want to do it. Or there's, you know, the elderly population, that technology scares them. I guess I would... Technology doesn't scare me, but I'll throw myself underneath there. I don't use any of that stuff. So you just have to understand that, you know, I'm not going to manipulate my phone. Now, with the caveat being, you can still speak on your phone. So you can talk, just not with speakerphone. You can't manipulate it, but you can be on your phone. So I want people to understand that you can't hold it in your hand, but you can hold it up to your ear. So
as long as you're not looking at the screen.
Yeah, and that's a little confusing, right? I mean, sometimes, well, all laws are confusing, right? You got all this legalese and legislature gets together. But, yeah, so I want people to understand that you can't look at your screen. You can't hold it in front of your hand or above the steering wheel, right? That's what a lot of people do. But you can answer phones and hold it up to your ear. That is lawful.
It's just they don't want you looking at the screen, because if you're looking at the screen, you ain't looking at the
road.
Obviously,
you're not looking at the road.
And who knows? A kid with a ball could run out in front of you. Somebody could be pulling out and you don't realize it.
And at 55 mile an hour, you know, you cover a lot of ground. And you look down for 1 second and you drift off the road. And then what happens is typically people overreact because then they're off the road. And then that's what
they panic.
Exactly. Panic, overreact, and then... You know, then that's when the crashes occur.
My examples have been using a lot less inappropriate words than what would happen in a real situation here on the radio. But we do want, especially in Holmes County, we have a lot of curves. We have a lot of hills. We have a lot of folks on bicycles, walkers, horse and buggy. You should definitely not be distracted in Holmes County.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and anything can distract you from the roadway, right?
If
so, yeah. So exactly. So like this can encompass, obviously we're talking about, you know, using your phone, because that's become a major problem in the past, I'd say, decade. And we're trying to rectify that. But the radio, you're looking away from your kids. I got 4 kids, and it's easy to look in the mirror, turn around, and try to smack one of your kids because he's hitting the other one, right? And then you look away for 2 seconds, and you're going left to center. And so, yeah, it's – so we understand we're trying to – ultimately what we're trying to do is – again, I'll give you the Highway Patrol answer. We're trying to save lives. We're trying to prevent crashes. And so that's why we're out here educating about this.
Because where a lot of people want to create more work to keep their job security, you all want less things happen.
If I went out there and it was a boring day and everybody obeyed – I mean, it would be really boring, but everybody obeyed the law and nobody crashed, like, that would be great. And I got paid for that? Boring, but that would
like,
be
let's
great.
Let's go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know – just put the phone, you have driving modes on a lot of phones now. You can put so it doesn't even ring to distract you, or text in, or Facebook ding in, or ticky-talky. I don't know how the ticky-talky works.
I'm not involved in that. Yeah, no.
I think there's sounds. I don't know. I guess we're making ourselves sound kind of old here a little bit.
I mean, you start looking at it back, and you're like, well, you are old, so I mean, you know.
Hey, I don't hit that in for a couple more weeks.
I'll speak for myself. I am.
Yeah, because you should already be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
after our discussion previously. But, you know, our big thing is we always want people to be safe. And so while we give you new number, good numbers, we want to see those numbers continue to go down.
And that's what, when you look at trends with anything, right? If the trend is, it's a downward trend, so that's positive. That means that we're doing our job through education, enforcement, and again, with cooperation with insurance companies, right? You got the media, just like today, right? Advertisements hammering at home of what happened. What are the after effects, the consequences when you drive distracted?
There's one right now. They talk about, like, I have a 5-year-old daughter I want to come home to, and I'm on the bowling league. And
yeah. Some of them are cheesy.
Being real here. We got real talk.
Yeah. Now, there was one that was put out maybe 5-6 years ago where there was a – it's teenagers in a car. They run a stop sign because they're distracted talking with each other. I can't remember specifically if it's on their phone, and then they get T-boned, and it was – as lifelike as you could get. And I thought, when I first saw that, I thought, wow, that's, you know, good. I think we've been desensitized as a society so that we may need to see something like that that's graphic to kind of like, oh wow, you know, that could happen.
And that's why a lot of schools implement the mock crash.
Absolutely.
I was getting there. Yeah. It was a journey.
Yeah, I was saying we have a drive to live program and then the mock crash. And yeah, absolutely, because sometimes, and you know what, when I participate in that, I understand that there may be some kids out there that are, they laugh about it, they don't take it seriously, but okay, whatever, it's not for you. But as long as one person, like, maybe gets something out of it and maybe it changes their mindset, great.
A lot of places make it very realistic. I was one of the actors in ours when I went to school, and we tried to make it as real as possible. I had stained clothes to prove it.
Yep.
You know? And
yeah, in Richland County, we did, there's a makeup artist at a Crestline, and I would give him a plug. I can't remember it though, but he did all the
makeup. Okay, we weren't that good, but what did you like? We're gonna one up you here. Yeah. No. Get the makeup artist
so,
in.
But to your point, yeah, you know, bloody clothes, then their prom dress, like, yeah. So we you know, try to make it for, again, it's difficult because, like, you know, you have all the social media, everything's in front of you all the time, and we've become desensitized, and so. But we're trying to evolve what our education with. You know, the current status of what kids are into these days.
The neat thing around here, we haven't done it in probably a year or two, and I don't know if they're doing it this year or not. In Holmes County, they do not just a crash, but they do the court case after. So you see the consequences of what happens with that. So you're not just seeing the raw action of it. See, where I went to school at, we did not have that court portion. And I really was impressed with the fact that they did that, because a lot of people don't realize what it's like to go into court and what happens there. And so it's another great learning experience to hopefully get you to not do it.
Yeah. Yeah. A deterrent, right? I mean, you have, so you see the consequence. Okay, what happens now? Well, you may have to live with the fact that you killed your friends, or now you're going to be charged with vehicular, typically if there's alcohol involved, right, is what we do. So ag vehicular homicide, you're probably going to go to prison, so that you have your court, and then you have this is the downstream. Now everybody's affected by it, right? Your family's affected by it, that they got to deal with it. So, yeah, it's you're absolutely right. It's a positive thing to see.
So let's keep not being distracted while we drive.
Put the phones down. Get rid of the phones. Plus, you don't want anybody tracking you, right? Like, everybody's listening to you, government. So, hey, put the phone, leave it at home.
Usually I'm the one to go conspiracy theory here.
So I beat you to the punch. There you go. You don't want Big Brother watching you? Put the phone down.
Well, our cars do that these days,
yeah,
if you're new
that's
enough.
True. Well, and eventually, and so we talked to, I know we're trying to wrap it up, and you know, it is helpful though that you have all these like lane assist programs, and sometimes it's beneficial, but sometimes it's also negative because we rely on that too much. And then we forget how to actually
drive.
Exactly. Exactly.
More people need to learn how.
100% agree.
I used to say I should teach people how to drive, but I also got called a road Karen a few weeks ago on this program. So
I'm a big, you know, I'm not going to go that far because I don't know you that well yet. But I'll leave that up for determination.
All right. Well, so, yeah, just, you know, final wrap. Don't drink and drive. Wear your seatbelt. Don't drive distracted.
Absolutely.
Make good decisions.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's all we got to
I appreciate you having me in here.
So this was our newest sergeant here at the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol, Sergeant Aaron Durfler. And we're going to take a moment here. We've got ABC News coming up on WKLM.